Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by the words Ela D'Amar La. So we're still trying to figure out how the Eitzah of Rabbi Yehuda is going to help. Rabbi Yehuda says that we should be Chayshish, that maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die, and therefore we set up a backup wife. So the Gemara asks me, Manavshach, if he doesn't marry her, so then she's not his wife. And if he does marry her, so then he has two wives. So what does it help to have a backup wife? So he said he's going to marry the second one, because he'll marry this backup wife, and he'll divorce her al-Tanai. So we're still trying to figure out how this Tanai is going to help. So says the Gemara, Al Da'amar La, he says to the second wife, he marries her and he divorces her, Al Tanai, and he says to her, Hareze Gitech, this is your get, Amenash Loi Tomas Chavertech, on the condition that your friend, meaning the first wife, doesn't die. So Eloi Misa Chaverta Migarsha, Vi Misa Ha Hakai Maha, and this Eitzah will work, because if the first wife doesn't die, so meaning if the first wife stays alive, so then this get will be a good get, and the second one will be divorced. And if the first one does die, so then he's married to the second, to this backup wife. So it seems to be a great eitzah. Says the Gemara, no. V'dama ma'isa chaverta b'palga d'avoida. Maybe the first wife's going to die halfway through the avoida. V'galsel milsel l'mafreya, and it's going to come out that l'mafreya will see the gita d'hai lav gitahu, that the get of the second lady, the backup, was not a good get, because the get was only given al tonight that the first one doesn't die. But here the first one did die. She died halfway through the avoda, but she died. So it comes out that the get of the second lady was not a good get. The avid avoda b'shnei batim, and it comes out he did the first half of the avoda with two wives, and he's only allowed to have one wife. So says the Gemara, El Damar Lo, he says to the second wife, he marries her, and he says to her, Harei zegitech amanasha tomas chavertech, that you're divorced on the condition that your friend dies. So, Fracting Gemara, that's definitely not going to work. V'dama ma'isa chaverta, maybe the first wife's going to die. V'havala gita da ha'gita, it's going to come out that this get is a good get, because he said it's a get if the first one dies. So that means this get is a good get. V'kamle b'lei bayis, and then he has no wife. So that this also doesn't work. Ella says the Gemara, de megari sholu tarayu. Says the Gemara, no, he's going to marry the backup wife, and he's going to divorce both of them. He'll divorce his original wife, and he's going to divorce the backup wife, both while tonight. L'chada, to one of them, meaning to the second wife, to the new wife, to the backup, he says that she's divorced. Amar la, he says, Hareza gitech amanashu le tamas chavertech, that you're divorced on the condition that your friend does not die. If your friend does not die, if the first one stays alive, so then you're divorced. That's what he tells the backup wife. L'chada, and to the original wife, Amar la, he says to her, Hareza gitech amanashu le tikanti lebeis hakaneses, that you're divorced on the condition that you don't go into a shul. So what's this going to help? Because now like this, if the first wife lives, so then the second one's divorced. The first one just has to go into a shul, and then she's not divorced. And so she'll be married to the Kohen Gadol, and the second one's divorced. That'll be great. And if the first one dies, so then it's going to come out that she was divorced anyways. L'mafreya, she never went into a shul. So l'mafreya, she was divorced. Even if she dies in the middle of the Avoida, it comes out even by the first half of the Avoida, she wasn't really his wife, because she was divorced, being that she never went into a shul. And the second one's get was not a good get, and therefore the second one's married to the Kohen Gadol the whole time. So he's only married to one lady, Miman of Shach. Says the Gemara, there's a problem with this Eitzah too. Why? Because with Dilma Loi Ma'isa Chaverta, maybe the first one's going to stay alive. So now the second get of the second lady, she's going to be divorced. And this first one just has to go into a shul. But the problem is, maybe V'loi Ailahi L'Beis HaKnesses, maybe she won't go into a shul. Taisus points out, the Nasha Matzlani, I say, they're lazy. So maybe she won't end up getting a chance to go into a shul. V'havle Gita de Tarmayu Gita. And then they're both going to be divorced. V'kamle B'lei Bayis, invite her. The Kohen Gadol's not going to have any wife. So says the Gemara, final Eitzah. Ella, like this. He's going to marry the backup wife. He's going to divorce both of them al Tanai. And it's going to be like this. L'chada, to one of them, to the second one, Amar lo, he says to her, Hareza gitech amanashloi tamas chavertech, that you're divorced on the condition that the first one doesn't die. So that's the same as before. That he says that the first one stays alive, so then you're divorced. Ulechada, to the original wife, Amar lo, he says to her, Hareza gitech amanash ekanis ani lebeis hakneses, that you're divorced on the condition that I go into a shul. It's now like this, the maisaha kaimaha, the maisaha kaimaha. Whichever one dies, he'll be married to the other one. If the first one dies, so he's married to the second one. If the second one dies, he's married to the first one. So this eitz is perfect. Michael Mamer, what could you possibly be koshish for? That dilma maisaha verta bapalga da avaida, vavale avaida la mafreya bishne batim, that maybe the first one's gonna die halfway through the avaida, and then it's gonna come out that the get that he gave to the backup wife wasn't a get. So which means that he was married to two wives during the first half of the avaida. Gadol, that's not going to be a problem. Because why? Because the Chazila de Kabbay Lamemas, if the Kohen Gadol sees that his original wife, that this first one, that she's on her way towards death, that she's dying, so Kadim Ihu, he'll go, Va'ayel Lamesa Knesset, he'll just go into a shul, Umashvi Legita, Daha Gita, and he'll make it that the get that he gave to this one is a good get, Lamafreya, the Lamafreya was that she was divorced from him. So therefore, even the first half of the Vaida, he didn't have two wives. So says the Gemara, that's the final Eitzah. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda must have meant when he said that we prepare a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol. He meant he'll marry her and he'll give them both a get and he'll make this Tanai that we just said. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we mentioned a drasha on Amud Aleph that from Beisai we learn that he has to have one wife and not two wives. Beisai and not two batim. Maskafar Ravasi Vitema Ravaviro El Me'ativ Soda. We make such a drasha. Then Shtei Yavamos Habayis Mibayis Echola Yisti Avmu. So if two Yavamos fall from one house, so there shouldn't be a Chiyav Yibam. Meaning if Reuven has two wives, Reuven's married to Rachel and Leah, and then Reuven dies, so they shouldn't fall to Yibam to Shimon. Why? Because the Pasuk by Yibam says that Lo Yivne is Beis Achiv. So it's mashma that he has to have he only has a Chiyav Yibam when there's one bias, when there's one wife. But if there's two batim, if we make such a drasha of bias and not two batim, so it's a darshan by Yibam also, that only if one wife falls to him and not if two wives fall to him. So says the Gemara, no, Yivimta Riba. We have a Riboy to be married, but even if there's two Yavamas that fall to him, there's still a Chiyav Yibam. Maskva Ravina Vitema Rav Sharavio El Meata, we're asking on a different Nakuda now. We said on an Aleph that Besa is Mashma Anesua. So in fact, the Gemara El Meata, so that a Besa is Mashma Anesua, so now Rusalay to see we said it says the word bias by Yibam, so that should be implied that Dafka Nesua, and therefore now Rusa shouldn't fall to Yibam. If Reuven only did Erisin with Rachel, and then Reuven dies, so Rachel should not fall to Shimon, because she wasn't his Nesua, and the Pasuk says bias, which is Mashma Nesua. So says the Gemara, no, Achutza L'Rabbis Asar Rusa. There's a different pasuk which says that leisia isha samesa chutza liishzar. So we darshan that she was married as a chutza, that she was married as like an outsider, that she was only an arusa, that even an arusa does fall to yibam.